Hello, this is the Coffee for Tuesday with Vito Domingos, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The T-Mobile President and Chief Operating Officer Mike Swivert will succeed John Legere as CEO on May 1st, 2020, the company announced yesterday. Shares of T-Mobile were down about 1.7% in pre-market trading following the news. Swivert has been the heir, apparently, as Legere was expected to step down as CEO once T-Mobile's merger with Sprint was completed. Legere's contract ends on April 3rd, 2020, according to the announcement. Legere tweeted yesterday that the decision has been under development for a long time. ByteDance is in talks with the world's largest record companies, Universal Music, Sony Music, and Warner Music, for global licensing deals to include their songs on its new music subscription service, according to people familiar with the matter. The Beijing-based technology company aims to launch as soon as next month, initially in emerging markets such as India, Indonesia, and Brazil, before a future opening in the US, according to people briefed on the plans. Microsoft has announced that it will update its privacy provisions for commercial cloud contracts. It comes after the European Data Protection Supervisor investigated Microsoft contracts with the European Commission and other EU bodies. It found that Microsoft had failed to protect data according to the EU laws. In its announcement, Microsoft said that new online service terms will reflect contractual changes that were developed with one of its customers, the Dutch Ministry of Justice and Security. The changes will give customers more transparency with regards to how their data is processed in the Microsoft cloud. Google's cloud gaming service Stadia will launch November the 19th with 22 titles, up from the 12 initially announced. It includes NBA 2020 and Final Fantasy XV. It follows news that some previously promised features will not be available at launch. Amazon has cancelled plans to launch bank-based checking accounts, according to sources for the information. The company was in talks with JP Morgan, but pulled out of the project because of concerns over financial regulations. It follows reports that Google plans to launch a banking product in partnership with Citibank. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at OnThisMedia.com.